Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
I'm a little concerned because it says recording, but I don't see numbers moving.
It is recording. Them? It's now at 17 seconds.
Okay, sounds good. Anyways,
welcome back.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. The second snowfall of the year already.
Yes. Did you get a lot of snow where you guys are?
Not really, but there was some on the ground.
Yes, we have a slight dusting that has stayed on the cars, but the roads are perfectly clean and dry. I don't know if it's just because I'm on a main road or if it's just nothing. I don't know.
I also appreciate it.
Yeah, busy road too. Yeah. I appreciate that it didn't snow during Christmas, but now that after all of this is done, now here's some snow. So
here's some snow. They're like, we gave you a warm December. Now here's the freezing cold and the snow.
Suck it. Enjoy your new year, buttheads. Yes. Okay. So when we last recorded, it was a while ago. So we did a whole bunch of recording at once and did not. So there's been no new boy band updates. And as is the tradition, anytime that this happens, is that boy bands start doing things and things happen afterwards. So we do have a lot of random boy band stuff to discuss. I'm sure we are not going to hit up everything. So if we've missed anything, feel free to comment and let us know. Lydia's not here today because she is doing some sort of streaming challenge for the month. So she's on Twitch. And if you want to follow her, it's super_dorkalicious. So she does gaming and various things. So this is her New Year's resolution to try some new things. So there you go. She will be back for future episodes. Just predict today she had been streaming for about a week and kind of has lost her voice. So she's unavailable to talk today. So
it's all good.
Wish her well. So there you go.
Means we'll see her back soon.
Yes. Okay. So do we want to start with some like sad stuff first, I guess, or hold on.
How about we like sprinkle it in? Like we'll talk about something fun and then bad and then fun again.
Okay, sure. Okay, so hold on. Sorry, I just got to find one thing. Okay.
Do you want to talk about we saw that Joey and AJ is going to go on tour.
Yes.
So from the 90s Con panel, the idea, they had the show there. Then at the panel, they were talking about going on tour. And now it is possibly going to happen in March.
Yeah. So Ooh. When you were down, this was 90s Con Tampa, right? That they were
Correct.
Talking about this?
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So in 90s Con Tampa, they actually did have, was it Joey Fatone and Friends event? Or
yes. Joey, or I don't know. They were both together. So I think it's Joey and Friends.
Yes. So, so basically that's what they did. They had a thing. The event sold out really quickly. You didn't get tickets for that, right?
I didn't get tickets. It was very expensive.
It was very expensive. Yes. So anyways, sorry. I was distracted. I was looking for something that's not that. So when we recorded today's episode, it's actually the day after they kind of announced it. So I'm going to pull up that article and share the screen because I always remember exactly how to do this. No. Huzzah! Correct screen. There we go. Woo-hoo! All right. So this article is from Page Six, which is a newspapery type website in New York, I believe. Mm-hmm. Usually has like gossipy stuff and celebrity stuff. So it says, NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Backstreet Boys AJ McLean are going on tour. Oh, Also, didn't they have that thing where they were performing together in, I want to say, LA?
Yeah,
they did. And then they're like, did that thing from like, I think it was from Step Brothers, where they like walked past each other and like hit each other in the shoulder.
Yes.
Like, what you're going, bro? Blah, blah. Like,
don't call me bro, bro.
Don't call me bro, bro. And then like, yeah, so they did like a little thing there, and they did like a cute little interview for some, I want to say it was like a hotel chain or something.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hotel revenue, some hotel renovations or something like that. I don't know.
So
it was a long title.
So there you go. So here they are. So it says, this is as close as we're going to get to an NSYNC or Backstreet Boys reunion tour for now. Page Six has exclusively learned that NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean are going on tour together. An insider told us the duo will hit the road in March and they'll be singing the hits of both bands. They'll be singing all their hits in different genres of music, pop and rock, the source said. This isn't the first time the friends of 20 plus years have performed together. They took the stage last fall in Tampa, Florida, as Sophia mentioned, as part of Joey Fatone and Friends' Welcome to the Tampa 90s Party. We're told they got the idea to take the show on the road after performing their hits and fun covers at the sold-out event. Just not scrolling. They've been friends for so long. They're both girl dads, and they can relate to each other with the careers they have had and continue to have, a source said of the pop star's bond. McLean has continued to tour with the Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC fans have been longing for a return to the stage since they disbanded in 2002 and Justin Timberlake went solo. Fatone reunited with Timberlake and bandmates JC Chazay, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick for the first time in 10 years with the MTV Video Music Awards last September. He and Bass performed the song Bye 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 and Tear It Up My Heart at the Built Rewards Winter Holiday Party in December. Bass hinted at an NSYNC reunion in an interview with Built Rewards CEO and founder Enker Jane. Look, we're talking about it, and I hope to have some good news at some point, he said. Jane pushed for a January 1st announcement, to which Bass responded, give us a little more time than that. Well, Joey Fatone has a head start on the others come March. So that is what's currently happening. Also,
because he said in an interview, I think it was TMZ, they didn't have anything planned. They just had that one song because JT is the one who asked them to come on the song.
Right.
But like Joey said at the panel at 90s Con Tampa, if fans are like boisterous and like writing on Twitter and they can show that they want the tour or they want them together, they'll consider it. That's the label and stuff will consider.
And there you go. And so Lance has really been hinting out like maybe they're doing something, but they hadn't really talked about it. So I don't really know where it is. They've also mentioned that they didn't think people would care that they were getting back together. And I'm like, are you guys living under a rock? So they were very like confused with all the hype that came with the Trolls movie and all that stuff. So
I like feel Lance, obviously, they're downplaying it a lot because how could you not expect your fans,
yeah,
the fans who haven't seen you in so long,
in like 20
not to
years,
be excited that you're going to be back? Like,
exactly.
Everyone was excited.
Like, there's literal like mission NSYNC is their entire mission is to get NSYNC back together, and they've been like doing that and things like.
And
that.
And I feel like some of the guys have seen those screen names and those websites and those pages. Like, how do you not know?
Yeah.
So I think they were downplaying it a lot just to show like, oh, what, us? It couldn't be.
Surely you just.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is that my recording thing is now telling me we're recording. So we're 15 seconds in. So hopefully this previous part has.
Okay, 10 minutes well, I've recorded. Here I'm up to 8 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay, sounds great. So there you go. You're just joining us now. We're talking about things. Boy band update. So we're talking about Joey Fatone and AJ McLean, NSYNC and Backstreet going on tour together in March. So our boy band Nicole was able to find this. So people were able to screen cap it for a brief period of time before it was taken down off the website. But I will share you as
they are tour dates.
Tour dates. So Yes. So we do know that article did say it was going to be in March. So here's the alleged tour dates. Now, again, this is alleged. We don't know if they're actually confirmed or not. So right now we have March 15th in Temecula. I am so sorry for butchering that name. California. Then March 16th, Rancho Mirage, California. March 21st, Wallingford, Connecticut. March 22nd, Boston, Massachusetts. March 23rd, Newark, New Jersey. March 28th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. March 29th, Orlando, Florida. And then it's covered, but some other time in March, Jacksonville, Florida. So for those of you following along that may pay attention to these things, you'll notice that the 15th and the 16th, they're in California. That's actually the same weekend as 90s Con in Connecticut. So unless they're going on the Friday, which I highly doubt they will be, for sure Joey and AJ will not be at 90s Con, which they really should have.
To be fair, yeah. Maybe they're doing this because there's also going to be a 90s Con in Tampa again. So they'll probably go to that one.
That's true. They could go back to that one. Did they confirm Tampa? I know they said it was Florida, but I'm not sure if it's for sure Tampa.
I just assumed they had time last time, so it would be Tampa again, but that's a good
point. Was it a good venue? Like,
yeah, it was good. It was very big, spacious. They had everything on basically the first floor, and then the second floor was where the panels were, so.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I assume, but that's a good point. Shouldn't assume.
Oh. I'm just doing, 90s Con has posted that they will be announcing more guests soon, which, you know, it's good because it's like two months away.
Yeah,
2.5 months away. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at these dates on a calendar right now. So the 15th and the 16th is a Friday, Saturday
of March.
Of March, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 28th is Thursday. So it looks like they're like Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows.
Mm-hmm.
So should be good. They look like like they have a bunch of House of Blues and Hard Rock Cafe and things like that. So I feel like they're probably good size shows, like obviously not stadiums, but probably like about 1,000 people, I would assume, or more. New Jersey Performing Arts Center is probably big. So this was on the Please and Thank You website, which is the company that does stuff for the Backstreet Boys.
It used to be Ground Control.
Hold on one sec. I could have sworn somebody also had some VIP packages, or that might have just been a TikTok that Nicole did.
Yeah, I think it was a TikTok from what I remember.
No. Okay, so let me just share this really quick. So this is allegedly what it's going to look like. So allegedly it's going to be called a Legendary Night. Joey Fatone of NSYNC and AJ of the Backstreet Boys. So so the one that we had, I had briefly, did you see that TikTok too, Sophia, or no?
About which one?
About what all the VIPs were supposed to be?
No, I just saw the thumbnail of it. I did not.
Yeah, so apparently the VIPs are just like a pre-show sound check with them and stuff. So no, they're picture? Individual ones. And then you get like some merch item mailed to you afterwards. So that was in a picture with the guy. So they have the Joey and the AJ ones are separate. And I believe they were about $200 each at the time that this was leaked. I don't know if it actually is. And then they also mentioned that you could do both of them and they wouldn't overlap with each other. And then there's the AJ one, apparently you get like an Ava Dean nail polish as well, as part of your little merch thing. Okay. And then there's apparently one of them together, but they didn't have a price for that. So again, no idea if this is actually even legit or ready to go, but once it comes out, we'll post it on our social media. So make sure you're following us everywhere at Boy Band Break, BoyBandBreak. So there's that. So, okay. So
something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. Nothing in Canada, but maybe they'll add some more things.
Fingers crossed they come to like Toronto or something.
Yes.
Or Niagara Falls.
You know what? That would be delightful. Somewhere near us would be great. Yes. Because you have a lot of Canadian fans. So, you know,
exactly.
And I know we have Canadian fans all across the country, so I feel for the people in like New Brunswick and Vancouver and stuff like that. Yes. But you know,
there's
a high concentration of fans in like the Toronto, Montreal area, so it would make sense to kind of hopefully go somewhere close to there, but you know, you never know. So I guess if we said we were going to kind of flip-flop between happy and sad. Yeah, so
we'll do a happy, and then we'll do like a sad. So you're excited, woohoo, a tour. And then sorry, we're going to bring it down a little bit.
Yes. So, okay. So let's since we're on the topic of AJ anyways, let's share this. So this came out on, this article came out on January 2nd. So I feel like it was January 1st or 2nd. AJ McLean and wife.
I believe they posted their note on January 1st on Instagram.
Okay. Ooh, should I have that? Oh, it'll probably say it in this article.
Hopefully.
Okay. So we're reading an article from the Los Angeles Times. So it says AJ McLean and wife Rochelle announce end to their marriage after year-long separation. Backstreet Boy member AJ McLean and his wife Rochelle have announced an end to their 12-year marriage. The couple had previously announced they had separated to work on their relationship with hopes of returning together as a family. The pair have two daughters together, Elliot, 11, and Lyric, 6. As you all know, we've been separated for over a year now, said a statement posted on AJ's Instagram. While we have hoped for reconciliation and we've decided to officially end our marriage, it is with deep love and respect that we have made this decision. They plan to focus on moving forward in the healthiest way possible with friendship and vowed to co-parent their two children together. We appreciate your kindness, respect, and privacy at this time, the statement concluded. Neither spouse has filed divorce papers yet, according to the Los Angeles County Superior Court online records. That's so weird that you can look that shit up. Like,
apparently you can find anything. Look up cool things. You can find That's anything. Crazy.
Yeah. Last March, AJ, 45, and Rochelle, 42, announced they had temporarily separated to work on ourselves in our marriage in the hope of building a stronger future. In a statement shared with TMZ, they had said at the time they planned to come back together and continue to nurture our love for one another and our family. AJ and Rochelle, a makeup artist and hairstylist who has been working as a waitress, who was working as a waitress when they met in 2008, married in 2011 in a gothic-themed wedding at the Beverly Hills Hotel. AJ had proposed to Rochelle the year before while celebrating his 32nd birthday, taking a knee on stage at a nightclub in Las Vegas. AJ credited his wife for her support while struggling with substance abuse. He has been in and out of treatment since 2001 before getting sober in 2021. Rochelle was at her wit's end with me, AJ told People in 2020. She had thrown out leaving and taking the girls, but my ego always told me she's not going anywhere, he said. If I were her, I would have left, but she's always been able to see through the BS of who I really am. So there you go. So obviously,
so it seems she's been very supportive of him, even with his struggles. And that's great because, like he said, he would have threw himself out if it was her. So,
well, wasn't always the greatest of husbands, for sure.
Right.
And obviously, when you're struggling with someone who's going through this, it's difficult and stuff. And he apparently has been sober for about 2 years now. So, you know, sometimes when people go through that journey, they
good for them to see it before like the children can get hurt or anything, so that's good.
So and they seem to be very good co-parents together anyways before, and Rochelle's always been kind of like under the radar. She doesn't like to be like the face of anything or whatever, so
I think they have very shy and that.
So, you know, wishing them all, most of the responses have been very positive and wishing everyone well and everything. So
we wish them both well.
Thirsty responses, and you're like, seriously, guys, really, really, right now is the time to do this? No. So, but yeah, so we wish them well.
I'm not going to defend that, but I think that some of the comments were just joking because that's how they cope with those kind of hard things. They joke around, but obviously not
this time. Now, really. Yeah, so so I don't know, they seem to be great parents to their kids, and they're good friends, so I feel like it'll be fine. Like, whatever, it is what it is, and you have to do what's best for you, and none of us are in this relationships, nobody really knows anything. So
exactly. But it kind of felt like that's where it was headed, just because of some of the pictures that I saw with Rochelle and the girls. And usually it would be all four of them, but it was just the three of them. So I was like, okay, I guess they obviously hadn't talked about being together. And then the next day, that message came on social media. I was like, okay, so this makes sense.
There was also a really weird post of him singing along to 10,000 Promises. And I was like,
yeah, so also that also gave a hint maybe. And I was like, okay, so he's going through some things. So maybe we're going to get an announcement soon. And then the social media post. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, yeah, like we said, we wish them well.
Wish them well. It's never easy to go through something like this. And when you're in the public eye, it's even worse, right? Because people are going to.
Especially when you have children as well. Mm-hmm. You want to shield them from bad publicity, those kinds of things.
For sure.
But they seem on good terms, so that's good.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we can now flip over to, since we're still in the Backstreet Boys realm, that Nick has started his...
Okay, we're going back to an upbeat moment, so get ready for this fun.
I don't know, man. It is what it is. Okay. So Nick has started the Who Am I 2024 tour. In South America. So the first date was January 3rd, I think. Yes. Mm-hmm. He started off in Santiago, Chile. Then he did Viña del Mar, Chile.
It looked like a good show, so that's good. Everyone got to see what we saw in Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen, did anyone post the set list? Do you know?
I did not see the set list, but I know for a fact that he did play the new song in the soundtrack. Right.
So I forgot about that. So on December 31st, Nick released a new song called Never Gonna Break My Heart.
Never Gonna Break My Heart Again. Something like that.
Wow. The fact that we don't know this. It's a very upbeat song.
Yeah, it's very catchy. I think it's Never Gonna Break My Heart, and then in brackets again.
Yes.
I think it's something like that.
Never Gonna Break My Heart, brackets, not again.
Okay, not again. Okay, we were close enough.
We were close, so yes.
Yeah, so yesterday Rose had posted on Twitter that someone had videoed it on their IG story. Because he sang it at the sound check. So I was like, oh, awesome. He sounds fantastic. And I really like that song. So that's good.
Yeah.
That we heard
it. It's repetitive and catchy, but yes. So I guess I don't know if he's actually added it to the South American set list, but he's definitely
sang it at the sound check.
Singing it at the sound check.
I don't think that he added it, but he could add it. You don't know.
You never know. He tends to change things every once in a while. So
yeah.
So this week whenever we listen to this, he did Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo. January 20th, he was going to Montevideo, Uruguay, which I was super excited because my mom and my grandmother and my uncle were possibly going to Uruguay because my uncle turned 60 this year and we have relatives down there. And we're like, this is perfect. You guys can go to the Nick Carter concert. And my mom's like, we're not going to the Nick Carter concert. Which you should, because it's right in town. And then she got very mad. I was like, no. So I was like, okay, whatever. So after Uruguay.
Well, if you are going with them, you could go in the
spirit. I 100% would have gone, yes. Then Argentina, Peru, and there's a little bit of break between Peru, and then January 30th, Mexico City in Mexico, and then Monterrey, Mexico, January 31st. So it's basically like the whole month of January. Minus a very brief thing that the Backstreet Boys have announced. If I can find where I put
that. On January 27th, they'll be in Saudi Arabia for a festival.
Yes. Which is some sort of car racing thing. Here we go.
Apparently, yeah.
This is so dark. Backstreet Boys live in Diria?
Rena? Yeah, I think Daria. I think so.
I don't know. Sorry, excitement doesn't end when the checkered flag falls. Boy band legends Backstreet Boys will headline the stage, bringing more thrills to the Ypres. As one of the best-selling bands of all time, they'll be bringing smash hits, including I Want It That Way, Everybody, and Incomplete.
I think it's like the Grand Prix in like the U.S., but it's going to...
But it's in Saudi Arabia. Why is it so dark? Why can I not click on things?
Maybe that's just how the website is.
Accept all cookies. Nope. I do not accept the cookies. That's why.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Apparently I'm new to the internet. Just out of curiosity, how much this costs. Not that we're going to Saudi Arabia, because we definitely are not.
It's probably like expensive, I would think.
You know what? It's one of those websites where you have to actually log in to the pricing. And I'm like, I don't really care.
Hey, nobody got time.
Anyways, right now, if you happen to be there, go check out the Backstreet Boys. You know they'll put on a good show. So yes, so there's also a fan village, I guess.
It's very popular, those things now, where you go to the Grand Prix and they have like a show before the actual like main event of the Grand Prix, the racing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to make it like, more fun, enticing for fans to come and show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. So that's exciting. So again, if you happen to be there, it is January 27th. So then I guess Nick will then just hop on a plane and head to Mexico. So
yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Or would he go back home for like a day? And then I don't know.
I feel like that.
That's maybe too much logistics.
In Mexico? This is not in Mexico, right? You said it was.
No.
Why is it saying there's a Grand Prix in Mexico in 5 days?
Oh, they're all over the world.
Okay, so they probably have a bunch of qualifying matches in different countries, and they go to the Ypres, what it's called, over there. So, yes, it says this is the round three. I'm like, okay, whatever. It is what it is. It's there. So, yeah, so if you happen to enjoy traveling, knock yourself out. Okay, so then I guess we will stick with the Nick stuff.
So now we'll be going back to a sad thing.
Yes. So for those who don't know, I'm sure you probably have heard by now, but another
it seemed to be everywhere, even though she wasn't, she was private, because she was a sibling of a artist that's popular. That's why it was,
Yes. So Nick and Aaron Carter's sister, Bobby Jean, died at 41.
She's
kind of hit close to home, because she's only a year older than me. So that was, and I just happened to be shopping and getting ready for Christmas stuff. And then I saw this alert and everybody was messaging and I was like, what the heck's going on? Like,
I was shocked.
Shocked. So Bobby Jean's mother, Jane, tells us, I'm in shock from learning the sudden death of my daughter, Bobby Jean. I will need time to process the terrible reality of this happening for the third time. When I'm ready to think clearly, I will release a fuller statement. Until then, I request to be left to grieve in private. She adds, however deeply a parent feels the loss of a child, the suffering of a young child at the loss of a parent must be much greater. So I ask for the sympathetic to say a prayer for my precious 8-year-old granddaughter, Bella, who previously lost her father and is now also left without her mother. The exact circumstances of Bobby's death are unclear, but we know she passed away Saturday morning in Florida. Otherwise known as BJ, was somewhat involved in the family music business during the height of her brother's careers, especially Aaron, for whom she served as a wardrobe stylist and makeup artist during his tours in the early 2000s. Did you know this?
Say that again, sorry.
That she was a wardrobe stylist and makeup artist for Aaron.
I did not know touring. That.
Yeah, no. She also appeared on the family's reality show House of Carters, on which she was featured in 8 episodes. In the years since, Bobby Jean lived in a relatively private life in obscurity, shying away from the spotlight. She suffered from addiction and substance abuse over the years, something that was documented on TV, in which she continued to battle in the later years of adulthood. She had legal troubles as well, with arrests documented as recently as this year.
Yeah, wasn't she like in jail like a few months ago?
Yes, I want to say it was the summertime. No. She was at a Hobby Lobby and she had stolen like some markers and stickers or something. And then they went to go like interrogate her in like the back room or whatever. And she threw something from her purse like on the ground. And then it was like a container that had fentanyl in there and stuff. Oh. So she was kind of doing drugs. But as far as I know, so that was like in the summer. And we saw like the arrest stuff, but then we didn't see anything after that. So I believe she was in a treatment program.
Yeah, yeah.
As of that. So it says, BJ's death marks yet another tragedy for the family at large. Not only did they lose Aaron last year, so that was November, I believe, due to drowning in his home, which he also found to be drug-related, but the Carters also lost their other sister, Leslie, in 2012 as a result of an overdose. She was also found in her shower, I believe, and had passed.
Yes. So what is with the bathroom? My gosh.
So they're all crazy.
Yeah.
Now the only living Carter siblings are Angel and Nick. There are half siblings and step siblings as well. She had a daughter named Bella and she was 41. So you're just like, that's really sad. That is like, and it's
especially
super sad
for the little girl, 8 years old, without a father and now without a mother.
Yeah. Like when Leslie passed away, like her husband obviously is taking care of their daughter. And then Aaron's son is being taken care of by Melanie's family, I think. I don't know.
Yes, I think the mom, I believe, the last I read about that.
And then I feel like now Bella is being taken care of. But to like the fact that she doesn't have a dad, too, like that's really sad.
That's very sad.
So then I also... Angel posted something the next day about it, and she had some old pictures of... thing. And then Nick just posted a couple days ago, so he didn't
when people found out about this, I saw a lot of messages of support and thoughts and prayers to Nick when it happened. And then he obviously needed time to grieve, be with his family, and then now because he's on tour, he has a little bit of time, he's able to post something.
Well, it's just like, first of all, it's right before Christmas when this happened. And second of all, like, it's just over a year since Aaron passed. And that was really hard on them. So I'm like, I can't even imagine losing one sibling and losing three siblings. Like, at the time of this is airing, they said that she had a heart attack or something.
Yeah,
they don't think there was drug related. They didn't see any drug related paraphernalia. And obviously, they're still going to do like the test and all that stuff. But either way, even if she wasn't on drugs now or anything, when you are on drugs for an extended period of time, like that fucks up with your heart and all that other stuff. So it could happen at any time. So that's really sad. But basically, Nick's post was, it may take a lifetime to fully process the loss my family has endured over the years, most recently with the sudden passing of our sister, Bobby Jean. I am completely heartbroken. Thank you all for your love and kind words. We are reminded again that life is precious, fleeting, and to cherish the time that we have with the ones we love. I know she's finally at peace with God. I love you, BJ. That's that one. And then, hold on.
Because I know they were very close when they were younger, from what I remember. Well,
as far as I remember, when he moved out on his own for the first time and got his own house, didn't BJ like live with him?
Yeah, from what I remember, he had her live with
him. Because they're the closest in age, because they're only a year apart, right? A year or two?
Yeah, I think so.
Because Nick was born in 1980 and she was born in 81. So.
Yeah.
No. How was she only 41? How old am I? I'm 41. Is she the same age as me? Was she born in 82? Anyways. Either way, they're very close.
Yes.
Because I know Aaron's like 10 years younger than Nick. Aaron and Angel. And then Leslie was kind of in the middle child thing. So they were very close I don't know if they were
before they became like
more recent years.
I don't think he talked to her at all after that. Because like getting into drugs, you don't want to go back to where you were. You want to be healthy for your kids and yourself.
And so far, people seem to be like positive and sympathetic and not accusatory that I saw, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I didn't see anything, but also like I saw like TMZ wrote like, oh, Nick wasn't there at the funeral, but then if they did a research, they would know that he was on tour.
He was on tour, so yes. Yeah, okay, so here's the TMZ one that says Nick and Aaron's sister Bobby Jean buried in Florida. Mom Jane gives eulogy. She's been laid to rest. Sources with direct knowledge tell us Bobby Jean was buried Saturday morning in Florida, somewhere outside of the Tampa area. Specifically, we're told it was a small private ceremony with only close friends and immediate family in attendance. Unclear if Nick himself was there, but our sources say BJ's mom, Jane, gave the eulogy. Whereas her little brother, Aaron Carter, is buried in Southern California, we're told Bobby's gravesite was chosen to be closer to Jane so she could visit her daughter regularly. TMZ has also obtained her obituary, and it mentions her famous brothers as well as her sister Leslie, who passed away in 2012. So I'll read that in a second. It says, we broke the story. Bobby Jean was found unresponsive in her bathroom last month, and while she was on probation on drug-related charges, cops say there was no narcotics found on the scene and no foul play is suspected. Her cause of death is unknown. She was only 41. Rest in peace. So then that's basically all of the Carters. So there's Leslie, there's Bobby Jean, there's Aaron, Angel, and Nick. So these are the all full siblings because there's five of them. Okay, so I didn't actually read this all. I just quickly glanced at this obituary, but it seemed kind of weird to me when I was
Also read some of it, and then it was kind of weird. Like, you're not really saying much about BJ. You're saying more about her, like, famous siblings instead of her.
Yeah, I don't know who wrote this. Was this actually written by... TMZ has it, so I don't know if it was actually published in a paper or anything, but this is what...
Yeah.
So I'll just read this. So it says, in loving memory of Bobby Jean BJ Carter. Bobby Jean Carter of the Carter family, a family enduringly famous for music and more, passed away suddenly in Florida at 41 years old on December 23rd, 2023. Her death concludes a tragic trinity that began with the ultimate death of her sister Leslie. Untimely death of her sister Leslie in 2012 and the death of her celebrated brother Aaron Carter in November 2022. Bobby Jean, lovingly called BJ by her family and friends, enjoyed considerably more than 15 minutes of fame. As in 2006, she was recruited along with her siblings by her permanent brother Nick Carter to co-star in the House of Carters reality show.
That's weird. Why didn't you say older brother?
Like, this is a very weird way of work. Like, I have no idea who wrote this.
I know. Weird. It was like
did
brother.
Some random tabloid write this? Like, what does this have to do with actual BJ? But okay.
Yeah.
So to co-star in the House of Carters, a reality TV series on E. BJ also worked with Aaron Carter on tour in the early 2000s as a wardrobe stylist and makeup artist. Working in the music business came quite naturally to BJ, as her life was intertwined since infancy with the rhythms, melodies, and harmonies of her ultra-musical family. The music of BJ's brothers is well and widely known, and on the distaff side, her sister Leslie's single, Like Wow, recorded for DreamWorks Records in 2001, is on the soundtrack of the critically acclaimed film Shrek.
Like, why are you
no offense to Leslie or Nick and Aaron, but what the hell does this have to do with BJ? Like, that's
yeah, like, really, why are you like... not saying more things about BJ? Is that not weird?
It seems weird to me that, yes. The long overall exposure of Bobby Jean's entire family reached such saturation that nearly two decades later, even its less famous members have never entirely faded from public scrutiny. Never completely out of the spotlight, Bobby Jean faced life's challenges with grace, resilience, and infectious laughter. BJ was always very family-oriented, and to her eternal credit, her greatest source of joy was being the loving mother of her adorable daughter, Bella. See, this is a nice paragraph that talks about BJ. In addition to Bella, Bobby Jean is survived by her mother, Jane Carter Schneck, and husband, Greg. Her grandmother, Linda Spalling, her brother, Nick Carter, and his wife, Lauren, her sis- Dr. Angel Conrad and husband Corey, her uncle John Spaulding, and her cousin John Spaulding and wife Abigail, together with several darling nieces and nephews. In addition to Leslie and Aaron, Bobby Jean was predeceased by her father, Robert Carter, in 2017, and by her half-sister, Ginger Lee Carter, in May of 2023. So there was like a lot of confusion about this because apparently there was somebody else named this name, but she was like,
so Ginger is also the wife of Bob Carter, mm-hmm. but they have a similar name of a sibling, of the step sibling.
So that's why Ginger is older than all of them. So I guess Bob was married before, had Ginger.
Yes.
Then he married Jane and had like the five kids. Then he divorced Jane and was married to somebody else named Ginger.
Yes.
Who was obviously not his daughter. And then they had a few siblings as well, like had a few kids. Uh-huh. So I think there's possibly two half siblings that nobody really knows or talks about as well.
Yeah.
It's confusing. I was trying to do some research and it made no sense because at one point it seemed like the one sibling is the same age as Aaron and Angel. And that didn't make sense to me unless he was cheating on Jane.
Which would not be surprising.
I have no idea. No idea. But yes, I forgot that he also passed away. So like to lose your dad and three of your siblings and then your one half sister, like all in the course of like a short amount of time is that's gotta be really
10 years, right? A decade?
Yeah.
So many people. Yeah.
Yeah. But most of it was in like the last 2 years too. Right. Yeah. So that's crazy. I don't know.
So that would totally get with you, your mental health. Like,
yeah. Oh, for sure. A private funeral service limited to family and friends has taken place at an undisclosed time and place. No press, cameras, or recording devices were permitted into the private service. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to On Our Sleeves, a children's mental health organization founded by Nick Carter and Angel Conrad. Bobby Jean would
have. So that was weird too.
Because it's not founded by them.
No, they just, their name is attached because they've been helping that organization.
They did something last year with Aaron, and that the Aaron Memorial, the money all went to On Our Sleeves, but I'm pretty sure they didn't actually.
And Nick did an event too one Christmas where we could donate. Oh, right. And he did it for us On Our Sleeves. So I think because their names were attached. The
cancer kids, wasn't it? Huh? Or was it for both?
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. I thought it was On Our Sleeves as well. Sorry.
I don't know. But anyway, so.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
There you go. So, yeah. So, obviously, so a lot of
it was a similar organization. My mistake.
Yeah. Yes. But, yeah. So, there you go. So, if you want to make a donation, On Our Sleeves does children's mental health. Yes. Yeah. So, there's
that. Is that all that it said? Or.
Yeah. And it just says, may she rest in peace.
Oh, okay.
That she would have approved of this. So I don't know where that came from. I don't know if Jane wrote that, if it came from someone else, but
there was like nothing about her really.
It was there was that middle section that kind of talked about it, but yeah.
But I don't know. I would hope that.
Well, I guess she's a
private more person. About her.
I don't know. Yeah, because we really did not know much about her at all. So
no.
I don't know. That is pretty sad.
It is very sad. Our condolences to the family.
Yes, for sure. And since we're still kind of talking in the Backstreet Boys Nick Carter condolences thing, another shocking event happened as well. So a fan also passed away. I'm going to share her obituary. So Sophie Marie.
So reading this obituary, I learned a lot about Sophie Marie. And this is what I thought it would be for Beaches. Yes.
Sure. So we've met Sophie Marie tons of times and have seen her at lots of events over the years. Right? You've met her, right? Have you not met her?
I think I met her once.
Okay. So she's a big Backstreet Boys fan, big Nick Carter fan. So she passed away on December 29th. So September 5th, 1985 to December 29th, 2023. So she would have been the same age as you then, because you're born in 85, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know she had a lot of medical problems throughout the years, but...
Because she had cancer, says, right?
She did most recently, yes.
Yes.
So it says, Sophie Marie Roten passed away Friday, December 29th at Vanderbilt Hospital. Sophie was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and relocated her family to Middle Tennessee when she was 1 year old. with her family, sorry. She was a kind and loving daughter, sister, aunt, and friend. She fought till the end. She endured surgery, several rounds of chemotherapy, and many hospital stays, but she insisted on finding the next treatment that would bring her back to good health. One of the last things she said was, "What's the plan?" Sophie worked for over 10 years with On Location Casting as a background talent, featured background talent, and stand-in in a variety of roles on numerous projects for the ABC series Nashville to many music videos. She also worked on the CMT series Still the King. Her most recent opportunity was to be the face of Sephora in their fall campaign makeup line.
Wow.
Know that?
I didn't know
she always had like really good makeup. She had her bright red lips. She always looked really cute in her like outfits and stuff. So she was a brand manager for Macy's, and she did promotional photos for Disney, which also That's makes awesome. Sense because she did a lot of Disney stuff. She loved Disney. She did dozens of photo shoots for area photographers and worked as a stand-in for Leanne Rimes.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. She was a featured extra in the 2014 American musical drama film Identical and the comedy drama musical Dolce Cahoon. Sophie was as beautiful on the inside as she was on the outside. She loved dresses, red lipstick, and high-heeled pumps. She was a fan of old Hollywood, especially Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn. She loved the Backstreet Boys and Dan and Shay. Sophie loved to play piano and is a former student of Jan Williams School of Music. Sophie spent several months at Vanderbilt Hospital as a young child. She became a big supporter of Ronald McDonald House and loved baking cakes, cupcakes, cookies, and making candy to share with them. Sophie loved working out, especially with her Zumba group. Sophie loved to travel. Her favorite places were Vancouver, Las Vegas, and Hawaii. She also loved visiting the beach. She loved long walks on the beach looking for seashells. Her favorite beach was Rosemary Beach, Florida, where she traveled with her family for the past 20 years. She took what would be her last trip in October with her family. It was a struggle, but she was determined to go. This leaves a void in our family that will never be filled. Special thank you to Dr. Aiden Ozen for all the care he provided for Sophie during her illness. Also Dr. Mark Binkley for all his needed advice. Special thanks to Nick Carter for all the travel over the past years. She was her happiest when she was attending a Backstreet Boys concert. She survived by her parents, Phil and Juanita Roten, sisters Jennifer, Amy, Michael, niece Bella, canine nieces and nephews, and her grandmother. And then a gathering of friends, family and friends will be held on Tuesday, January 9th at the Brentwood Roach Patton Funeral Home in Brentwood, Tennessee, followed by Celebration of Life. So, yeah, so that was shocking. Our condolences to Sophie Marie's family and all of her friends in the fandom.
That was very shocking.
I know she's been sick like basically this entire time because I feel like she might have kidney problems. She had something, but then I feel like in the past year or so she started getting cancer and other things. So she did a long fight, and rest in peace.
So, prayers and love to all who knew her.
For sure. Okay, so what can we talk about next? Is there
like an upbeat one that we can
O-Town? Let's talk about O-Town. We can I'm sorry guys, there's a lot of shit has happened in the last few weeks, and it was just like, you know, it's, you know, yeah, life, I suppose.
That's why I wanted to do like happy, sad, happy, like, yes, you know, can't all be sad.
Yes. Okay, so O-Town has started announcing some of their shows for the new year with their Pop 2000 tour. So they're constantly adding.
They're so good about announcing shows. It's awesome.
Look at this. It just keeps getting more. So as of today, so if you want to know where O-Town is going to be, it's otownofficial.com is their website. And let's see. So it looks like as of now, the first show, they did their New Year's show. They did two dates in Nashville. They did like a 7:30 and like a 10:30 show. So some people that we know were there. I was watching some video. This one girl had videoed Instagram lived the whole thing. So I was like, score, I'm gonna look at this later. And then when I went to look, she didn't save it. I was like, no.
Oh no.
Because I had the whole show, but they were wearing some glittery outfits. Chris was there with the co-host of his podcast name drop. Brian McFadden was also there. Brad from LFO was there. Apparently David Cook was there. I don't know if he was actually performing or if he just happened to be there. I don't believe Ryan Cabrera was at that one.
I didn't see any videos of him.
Yeah, I think it was basically just O-Town, Chris, and Brad from LFO.
To be fair, he's also in dad mode now because he has a baby.
Yes, because they have the baby. So, yep, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Congrats, Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss on their baby.
Yes.
Which I cannot remember her name right now.
I don't remember. Is it with an X?
I made a shirt. I made a shirt for them in Mexico.
Was it with an X? Something with an X, no?
Because Sedona is Jacob's baby.
I think it's with an X.
I can, my mind has gone blank. Anyways, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to them.
No, it was like a fun name, but wasn't like crazy out there. So.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought X. Sorry.
Could have been X. I don't know. Check. I can check right now. I'm sure she put it on her Instagram. Or I could just type it in Google. Ryan.
That is a good idea.
Cabrera. Wow, I cannot type for the life of me.
So I think she posted something on her Instagram.
Baby.
Saying like, life is good with so-and-so.
Okay, People Magazine. So this was December 1st. Here, I'll just share this tab as a brief. Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss welcome their baby girl home with a sweet video breaking hearts. Hendrix, that's the ex.
Hendrix, okay.
Hendrix Rouge Cabrera. Yeah.
And I think it's really cool because a few of the girls from WWE all had their baby within a few weeks. So there was other women in WWE superstars who also had their baby. So after her was like Carmella and then Billy. And then there was another one I don't recall at this moment. But yes. And I was like, oh my God, look at them. Something's in the water. See? Love is in the air. Something's look in the water.
Them. Are the other girls also wrestlers too? Or are they just doing other stuff?
Yes, they're also wrestlers as well. Yeah.
They can have a little baby wrestling ring and then they can all fight each other.
So now in the backstage, in interviews, they were saying that they have like a baby room area for everyone. It's basically in the locker room. But yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Do they not get time to recover from having a baby?
Yeah, no, they do. But like they're bringing their children with them. So they're showing that as women, you can be a wrestler and a mom. So they're all like superwomen.
Superwomen. So yeah. So so Hendrix was born November 27th.
Very nice.
So that's that. So yeah. So very nice. All right. Back at the old town. Share this tab. So these are the current dates that O-Town is on. Some of them will also have Brad from LFO. Chris is hosting it. And then some of them have BB Mac as well.
They should come to Toronto. We've been asking for a while.
Anyway, they should. They definitely should. Okay, so they're starting off March 9th in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is hilarious because this is very close to where my parents owned a condo, but we just sold it this year. So I was like, well, great. Could have just gone to the condo and watched the show. But then they go in April 6th, Vista, California, April 7th, Garden Grove, California, April 12th, that is not a word, Des Plaines, Illinois, 13th is Marion, Illinois, April 19th is Plano, Texas, April 20th is Cedar Park, Texas. April 21st is Corpus Christi, Texas. Then they have a bit of a break. And then May 3rd, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. June 7th, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Sheboygan?
We didn't go there, right? We went to Kalamazoo, right?
Yes, we went to Kalamazoo, Michigan, yeah. June 9th, Minneapolis, Minnesota. July 12th, Marietta, Ohio, and July 13th, Wyandotte, Michigan? I don't know. Anyways, that particular show, I was like, okay, this one is not too far away from us. This one is like 3.5 hours. and it's on a Saturday. And because, yeah, most of our shows seem right now seem to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So like it's Saturday, it's July, great. So the tickets went, the pre-sale went on sale. And then they're like, oh, the pre-sale sold out. For the regular sale, you can only buy 4 tickets. And I'm thinking, okay, they're not going to sell out. And they sold out like immediately.
Wow.
So that, and I'm pretty sure it's a fairly large size venue. So I was shocked.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yes.
So as you know, O-Town always does VIPs. Don't know if they just had the New Year's one. So they don't have their current VIPs right now, but basically it's like a sound check or something. This is kind of cool what they did for New Year's, which obviously if you're not there, they did a New Year's Eve brunch. So it was you and 5 other townies sitting around a table with the 4 members of O-Town enjoying brunch while reminiscing about the best moments of 2023. So they did that. Then they had an acoustic VIP. And then they had...
acoustic VIP is really good.
It's good because we had that in Niagara Falls. So that was
good. Yeah.
Then they had an ultimate VIP hangout. Then they had the show. Then they had a selfie line. And then
so they're making lots of money is what you're saying.
Yes. And then they had an ultimate show VIP hangout. And then they had like the cheers and all that stuff. So that was kind of what O-Town did. For the regular VIP, it's basically like an acoustic. So you get an individual meet and greet picture. You get to watch the thing. You get to skip to the front of the line for the post-show selfie, which is not included and you have to pay extra, but it tends to get very like long, the line. So I can see why that would be good. They also have ultimate VIPs. Which is limited. So this one was only 6. So you get to watch 2 songs on the side stage. And then you actually get to be on the stage during the song. A song that I always forget. These Are the Days, I think.
These Are the Days.
You can actually like record and then they actually interact with you.
Yes, they know that you are there.
Oh, I should mention, because I forgot this for the Nick part, for he does have VIPs down in South America, but it does not include the one where you get to stand on the stage.
He probably was like, please don't have that there.
Yeah, that one was like, yes.
They live and they learn, right? Like, that's why they do it, to see what works and what doesn't.
I'm just going to quickly see if they're still there, because I feel like... You know, why not? Let's just hop around here. Why is this not loading? Because I want it to load. There we go. Okay, so VIP. So this is the VIPs that Nick is having if this page loads, which it's not.
Can you press that VIP button or not?
I did press it and now it brought me to something else that's not that. I'm surprised it hasn't shown. Oh, because... It's not showing that tab yet. Okay, share this tab instead. Okay. So basically there's the VIP, the meet and greet VIP upgrade, and then there's a sound check VIP. So the sound check VIP is just the sound check, Q&A, and some merchandise gift and lanyard. And then
I guess that's upgrade. Silver, because that was silver before.
It would have been, yeah. So, and then the meet and greet upgrade is the same, and then you also get your individual picture. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it is about $200, I think is what he was charging for the South American port. Yes, sorry, $250 for the meet and greet and $100 for the one where you don't get to meet them, which is slightly cheaper than I think they were charging for North America.
I feel but like I the gold one.
I feel like it was around that price point. So
yeah.
Anyways, speaking of VIPs, let's check out some other VIPs that other boy banders are doing right now. So back to the 2000 tour, LFO. So Brad has VIPs. He has 3 types of VIP. And if I'm not mistaken, nope, they're not the same price. Okay, so the first one. Is $123 and it's Chinese food with Brad VIP. So we only sell 7 of these, so you can have like conversations with people at the table. So you get a pre-show meal with Brad, unlimited selfies and photos with Brad, a limited edition autograph card, a Q&A, and your meal is included. So you get some Chinese food. Some, you know what?
That's pretty good.
That is not a terrible thing. You get like you get food.
You get sign us up.
You know, so I'm like, if they come around, I might eventually do a Brad VIP. Maybe. I don't know.
How much is that one you said? 130?
123. Which is still like, but you get food. So I'm like,
yeah, that's not bad.
That's not horrible. And it's like a meal. Although I was watching Boy Band Nicole did one of these for some event in the summer, but they didn't get Chinese food. It was at a mall, this event. She ended up getting, she went on like a Starbucks date.
Oh.
That. So she had that. And then, so they just drank at Starbucks for like an hour, and there was 2 other girls there, but they had this level and she had the higher up level. So the other levels are the water girl or boy. So you have, there's only 1 of these people per show. So it's the same.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I don't know why, but like, he's like, these are the girls to bring me water. And then it's like awkward. I don't know. It's so funny.
I know. It's, but you know what? If you're an LFO fan, why the hell not? That's fun.
No, yeah. I just think it's funny the way that he announces it. And he's like, and they're like, it's awkward. I don't know. It's fun.
It's bringing me my water. So, same thing. So you get the meal, you get that, you get, and then you get to step on the stage with Brad's beloved LFO Yeti during a break in the set. Brad will introduce you and thank you before the crowd. And then you get a backstage photo with him after the show. And then there's the sneaker keepers. There's 2 of those.
That's pretty funny too. I mean, so no,
you still get the meal, you get all that other stuff. And then you make sure that Rich and Devin's kicks are safe backstage and place them in position on stage for the performance.
Then he has fair part. Show.
So these ones are $227. So really not that much more.
Not bad at all, right?
So basically Nicole had bought.
We should get one for Lydia because I know how much we know how much she loves that part.
She loves it so much. But the video that I saw where Boyd Band Nicole had done this is that she, I can't remember if she did Water Girl or Sneaker Keeper, but she was the only one who bought the VIP. So they said, hey, if you want to, you can do both of these things. So she's like, okay. So
oh, she got cool.
The shoes on. And then she had to wait, like, because midway through the set is when the water person comes out. And then at the end, she had to go collect the shoes, I believe. Or did he bring the shoes? I can't remember. But yeah, there she had some cute little footage backstage. She was hanging out with Floyd, who's his manager guy. So yeah.
Very nice. And then after the show, he goes to the merch booth and we can take selfies with him there. Cause doesn't he autograph something, a CD possibly?
Yes, you're right. That's right. He does do the thing. Cause we did that in Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Buy something cheap.
Or it was like $10 or something. I don't know.
It wasn't expensive. And you get a wristband and then you get
$25. $25. Yeah,
like, and then you take the picture and do the thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Pretty chill.
And then you did a video for Lydia.
I did. Yes, we have that on our YouTube page. So yeah. Check. But basically, that's that. Okay, so that's Brad. And then day ones are the other. Gosh.
BB Mac?
They have like merch, they have other stuff like that, but they do stuff like Chris, BB Mac, and C Note. So C Note is also doing something.
She went to 90s con in Tampa, and then after I came back, I got likes, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess they know.
So I guess they kind of went to 90s con to kind of just get like a feel for it, but I guess they're reuniting. They were another one of Lou's bands, I believe. There's 4 of them. So right now there's a C-Note listening party before the Orlando show, and then you get a dinner with pizza and you can listen to their new single. I wonder how much that costs. Let's check it out, shall we?
Let's check it out.
What's in store for you? Dinner at NYPD Pizza. Satisfy your taste buds with the delectable dinner provided at NYPD Pizza in Orlando, landmark in boy band and C-Note history. Then there's a listening party. Be the first to listen to C-Note's latest single, Still. Immerse yourself in the soulful melodies and captivating lyrics of C-Note's brand new song. It is a musical journey you won't want to miss. a cappella performance. Experience the band's musical talent up close and personal as they serenade you with an a cappella song. Let their harmonious voices and melodies touch your heart. And then there's a hangout and photo opportunity. Spend quality time with C-Note, chat with the band members, and create cherished memories. Capture the moment with photos that will last a lifetime. The special VIP event is your chance to connect with C-Note with more individual time, enjoy an exclusive dining experience, and be part of the excitement surrounding the reunion and new music release. To ensure everyone has quality time, there will only be 10 spots available, so secure your VIP pass now to make an unforgettable night. Oh, wow, that's pretty. And how much is it? $125. That is
not bad.
You get food, you get a listening party, you get to hang out and chill. And there's
not bad at all.
That's a pretty cool experience for sure.
But do you know C-Note?
I do not. I'm saying if I knew C-Note and I listened in Orlando, that would be a cool experience. However, yes. I feel like we should add this to the list because I feel like we need to like learn more about C-Note. And
yes, I agree.
You know what? Maybe we could see if they will even come on the podcast because I saw the
video. Ooh, maybe. Or we could do like a fun little something with them. They can like, I don't know, we can video them for half an hour, 10 minutes, I don't know.
Yes. So there's that. That would be fun. They also have another event in March in Florida as well. And this one is One Night With You. That's March 7th in Orlando, Florida. And then you're going to, so that's an actual concert. So you get to be early entry into the venue for their first show in nearly 20 years, featuring the original four members. There's a pre-show meet and greet picture, one song soundcheck access, and a Q&A session. So that one is $100. And then you could also do an after show group photo for $40. So that's, again, not horrible. That's pretty reasonable.
Not bad.
The pizza one sounds more fun, though, because you get more hangout time for $25 more. Why not?
Yes, but it's hopefully they can come to Toronto so it's like closer and you don't have to spend money on airfare. So.
That is true. So while we're here, so since they also do Chris, let's see what Chris's VIP consists of. So join Chris Kirkpatrick for an exclusive VIP meet and greet that's brimming with fun, personal interactions, and memorable keepsakes. This is your chance to get up close and personal with Chris in a relaxed, engaging setting. The VIP meet and greet includes fun and games. Dive into an entertaining session of games. Play along Chris and fellow VIP group members, sharing laughs and competitive spirit and uniquely interactive experience. That sounds super fun.
That is fun. Wow.
I love playing games, especially with boy banners. And then it says
autograph. Absolutely.
Receive a special 8x10 autograph by Chris. Alternately, you have the option to bring one item of your choice for Chris to sign, making the keepsake even more personal. So this is the autograph I got at the last event that we did.
That's amazing. Wasn't he like making fun of like, why would she choose that? Why would her manager choose that? I could have sworn he made fun of it. Like,
my friend Olivia was like, why do you have a picture of my ex-boyfriend on your wall? And I was like, because it definitely looks like her ex-boyfriend from like 10 years ago. And I was like,
that's hilarious.
Because it's just like regular hair. It doesn't even have his dreads or anything. But anyway, so
yeah,
so you told laminate, take a unique Mr. Patrick Pop 2K Tour laminate. It is a tangible reminder of your special encounter. And then you get a photo op with Chris with a one-on-one picture. Bring your camera and phone and get ready to strike a pose. It is a perfect chance to freeze this moment in time. So I didn't get a picture last time. I got him to record like a happy birthday message to me. So,
which was even better.
Yes. So that's the before VIP. So that is $175. And then they have just like a quick photo op after the show. So this is your moment to say hi and capture a special memory. During the session, Chris will not be signing anything. That's $75. So it says book the experience. Both experiences offer a unique way to connect with Chris and take home memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're in for the full VIP treatment or just a quick meet, Chris is ready to make your meeting unforgettable.
Amazing.
VIP experiences are extremely limited in availability, and we're offering even fewer VIP slots than before, making these experiences more exclusive. Secure your tickets now and guarantee an unforgettable encounter.
Amazing. I didn't know
that they've added that extra thing, so I don't know if it's tip. So that's cool. That's
fun. Yeah.
That sounds fun. Then for BB Mac, I'd be like, almost done, guys. I know this is a little later than usual, but I will almost catch up. Okay, so the BB Mac VIP meet and greet experience. Unpredictable. That's a song. Unplugged and up close VIP experience. For those seeking a connection that goes beyond the stage lights and roaring crowds, step into an intimate setting that brings you face to face with BB Mac. This is an exclusive pre-show VIP experience where you'll get to know your favorite British boy band on a personal level, combined with a soulful acoustic performance that will stir your emotions. This includes intimate acoustic performance. Feel the raw emotion and talent of the band as they deliver an exclusive acoustic performance. A stripped-down version of one of their hits will allow you to experience the music in its purest form. An interactive Q&A session. Ever wanted to know the story behind a song? Or perhaps curious about life on the road? This is your moment. Engage in a relaxed Q&A session where the band opens up, shares insights, stories, and laughs. Personalized 8x10 keepsake. Cherish the memories of the personal and signed 8x10 photo of the band. With each signature, be reminded of this unique day and the personal connection you establish with the guys. A memorable photo opportunity. Get ready for your close-up. Bring your own camera or smartphone and capture a special moment with the band. Our designated staff member will ensure you get the perfect shot. And a VIP lanyard. Wear your experience with pride. VIP lanyard not only grants you access to this special event, but also serves as a stylish memento of your unforgettable day. Then they have a back here snap session. The music, the energy, the memories doesn't have to end when the curtains close. Extend your concert experience with the back here snap session. This includes after show meet. Once the lights dim and the echoes of the encore fade, make your way to be greeted by the smiling faces of BB Mac. Revel in a few moments of post show banter, share your concert highlights, and bask in the euphoria of the evening. Group selfie. Gather around, get close, and snap that perfect selfie with the band. Whether you're capturing a candid laugh, a posed moment, or fun-filled shot, this photo will be a treasured keepsake, and if you're in the mood for a cozy embrace, BB Mac boys are more than happy to give cuddles upon request. It's the perfect.
You did that one, right?
Yes, and they definitely do, and they smell delightful.
Excellent.
Literally, I was driving back from Cleveland, and their cologne was on my clothes and I was just smelling it the entire time. So limited availability. This exclusive offering is limited to ensure each fan gets their personal moment with the band. Don't miss out on the intimate experience. There's also a premium add-on available at the merch table for a personalized set list keepsake. For an extra $75, you get the set list from the show. This isn't just any set list. Post show, you'll receive the set list taken right from the stage, bearing the traces of a live performance. When you get your selfie, your set list will be personally signed by BB Mac members and can be customized with your name or a short message, turning it into a unique artifact for your concert experience. The back here snap session isn't just a photo op. It's a continuation of your concert night, an intimate bridge between fan and band, and a snapshot of memories that will last a lifetime. So let the memories linger a little longer, capture the magic in pixels, and let BB Mac concert story be one for the books. Okay, so you're like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. But there's more. Team BB Mac Bullet Train, only two per show. Dive deep into the realm of backstage magic with the Team BB Mac Bullet Train. Instead of just being another face in the crowd, join the ranks of the band's most essential behind-the-scenes crew for a day. From hands-on tasks to up-close encounters with the band, this is a 360-degree immersion into the world of live music. This includes behind-the-scene access. Experience the show from a unique vantage point. Witness firsthand the hustle and teamwork that goes into creating a flawless show from sound checks to VIP setups. Merchandise Maverick. Step into the world of merch. Get a firsthand look at the exclusive tour merchandise and even lend a hand in setup, organization, or sales. So they're putting you to work. VIP assistant. Lead fellow VIP members through exclusive areas and ensure they get the best out of their experience. Your badge gives you an important role through the meet and greets, photo ops, and more. Hang with BB Mac. Enjoy moments of personal attraction with the band, share stories, ask questions, or simply bask in the presence of your musical heroes. Exclusive Team BB Mac gift. Show off your insider status with a specially designed Team BB Mac sling bag. This premium quality bag emblazoned with Team BB Mac is not only practical, but also a stylish memento of your unique experience. Commemorative Team BB Mac lanyard and pass with pride and band care insider. Get sneak peek into how the band relaxes and prepares before the show. Maybe it's a special tea they drink or perhaps a pre-show ritual. Be part of these intimate moments that very few get to witness. The official Team BB Mac Bullet Train isn't just another VIP pass. It's an enlistment into the heart and soul of the boy band world. If you've ever wondered about the electricity and rhythm that pulses backstage, this is your passport. Be more than a fan. Be part of the show. Join Team BB Mac for a day you'll never forget. Okay. I'm not going to read. I'm just going to read these and not actually get into them. But there's also the Still on Your Side Serenade. Ever dreamed of your favorite boy band singing just for you? Imagine being the center of the harmonies.
Those are so many. Oh my gosh.
You're literally on stage being serenaded. And you choose the song from the list of three songs that they will sing. Hear the band breathe new life into it, their voices harmonizing, singing songs dedicated to you. Hand over your phone for us to film, and we will get perfect angles and sound quality for this priceless moment. And then you get to take home a serenade button. And then there's a spotlight serenade. Sorry, what is this? Is this different than the other one? Anyways, there's a lot of options for BB Mac.
Wow. So,
just the regular VIP is $150. The after show is $70. To do the BB Mac Bullet Train is $700.
But wow.
You get to spend all day with them. And as somebody who would like to work in the industry, that seems like a really fun thing. That particular one is sold out. The Still on Your Side Serenade is $225, and the Spotlight Serenade is $325. Sorry.
Some really good things to do.
Like, they definitely have made things interesting.
Definitely lots of options to choose from. It's so exciting.
I'm confused about the difference between the Still on Your Side and the Spotlight one.
Is it more?
The more expensive one is during the show. And the other one prior to the show, I guess.
I guess because it's like, does it include a ticket? Maybe.
I didn't read it all.
I don't know that.
Personally, I saw my people filming center stage. Anyways, go check it out. It's day one. So dayonesvip.com. So day.
And we follow them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So they definitely have a lot of cool experiences. They're trying to make things more fun. So yeah, so
that's great.
Check that out if you're heading to any 1,000 tours. They have price points for everyone. There's different options. So very cool. So yeah.
Excellent.
So BB Mac and Chris is through day one's VIP, and LFO is just if you go to LFO.me. So that's where his things are. So there you go.
Awesome.
More information, more concerts, more things are going to be happening throughout the year. This is just the start of the year. So let us know which boy banders you are looking forward to seeing this year. And let us know if we should do an episode about C-Note, because that sounds like they're doing some good things. So did you have anything else to say, Soph?
No, I think that covers it all.
I feel like this was kind of a bit of a roller coaster of an episode with happy and sad moments. So, yes, but
we ended it on some fun things.
Fun things.
VIP is always fun.
VIPs are always fun if you can afford them. So there you go. So, yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.